That is the first of two times that we will hear of the Passion of our Lord. Next Friday, on Good Friday, we will expose ourselves to St. John's account of the same events. And piercing it is. However, I wanted to say a word tonight about the entry of our Lord into Jerusalem. The gospel we heard right at the beginning. It marks a beautiful stage in the process of conversion. It's an image for us. The King of Kings arrives in his own city, the city of David, the capital of Israel, and he is welcomed with joy. And I ask you to hold that image for the next few days in your minds and in your souls, because I pray and I hope it is one that is already taking place in your own souls. Christ continually comes to the place where he will reign, and that is your souls. In a sense, Palm Sunday is something that is being renewed every day of your life and of mine. Because as he arrives in Jerusalem, so his own followers exult that finally the day has arrived. A day they have looked forward to, when the one in whom they have placed their trust enters the city of David. And there is such joy. That should take place in our souls. Christ the King, as he is acclaimed on his entry into Jerusalem, desires to enter your soul. He comes as humbly today as he did then. He rode a donkey, not a magnificent war horse, a great symbol of royal authority. He rides a beast of burden, an image of great, great humility. It's not even his animal, he's borrowed it, and he will send it back. In the same way, he comes in an understated and humble way to you and to me. He desires to reign as King of Kings within your soul. And he arrives at the gates of the soul as he arrives at the entrance to Jerusalem. I pray with joy, a joy that you experience in your soul. We say every time we celebrate Holy Mass, Hosanna in the highest. We echo the words of the crowds on that Palm Sunday. Every time we celebrate Holy Mass, just before the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer itself, we stand with that crowd at the entrance to Jerusalem. And the soul that has heard the voice of our Lord reacts with joy, because we know that the appearances can be deceptive. He's not just a man. He is man, but he is not just a man. He is the one person who can set us free. He does that through his death and his resurrection. And that is our hope. And the soul that is open to him accepts him with joy. At the beginning of this Holy Week, I pray that as our Lord comes to the gates of your soul, as he came to the gates of Jerusalem, there is joy within you. A welcome for the person of our Lord. Isaiah talks about how the Lord prepares him each day to hear his words. He opens his ears to hear the words of God. And I pray that happens for you, that as our Lord comes to you, that joy you experience in knowing that your God is so close is one that allows the ears of your soul to be opened to him, to allow him in these few days of such mystery from tonight, particularly until Easter Day, in these great days of Holy Week, these days that contain such grace, such strength, such potential for the disciple, for the whole human race, that that potential is realized within you. Welcome our Lord in his holy word into your soul. Welcome our Lord in his holy sacrament, body, blood, soul, and divinity into your own life. Allow the King of Kings to enter humbly, but really, into your own soul, that he may reign there forever. God bless you.